This morning, thousands of people gathered at the Bentiu airstrip to welcome Cardinal Pietro Parolin to a town that had been a battleground for 4 years, between 2014 and 2018. Women spread colorful bedsheets on the dusty, muddy ground for Cardinal Parolin to step over as a way of welcoming him to the war-torn town on his second day in South Sudan. Speaking to reporters after his arrival, the second most powerful person in the Vatican said the effects of war are still visible in the area.
I have seen the signs of the war, and the bishop was telling me about the many damages the war has produced in this territory. And after that, when maybe the situation was almost able to return to the normality, the flood that affected this area. And the will of the Catholic Church to help in any way it is possible, just to bring hope to the population. Then this is the meaning of this visit.
Bentiu was the scene of intense fighting during the conflict between government and rebel forces. The town changed hands several times between 2014 and 2018, forcing many people to flee their homes and seek safety at the United Nations-run protection of civilian side. Cardinal Parolin says he came to Bentiu to bring the blessing of the Holy Father.
Also the solidarity of the Church, which is expressed through the diocese, to the bishops and to the priests and all the agents, pastoral agents of the diocese toward this population, which was really struck by the war.
Parolin arrived in Juba yesterday after visiting the Democratic Republic of Congo. While in the capital, Parolin met with President Salva Kiir and delivered a message from Pope Francis. Barnaba Marial, South Sudan's minister in the office of the president, described the meeting between the Secretary of State and Mr. Kiir as wonderful.
His Eminence, the Secretary of State of the State of Vatican, had a wonderful conversation with His Excellency, President Salva Kiir Mayardit. His Eminence, the Secretary of State, was able to bring the message of His Holy Father, the Pope, to the President of the Republic and all the people of South Sudan, which is unity, peace, and reconciliation.
On April 11, 2019, Francis kissed the feet of Kiir and First Vice President Riek Machar during a two-day spiritual retreat at the Vatican, calling the event a pilgrimage for peace. The pontiff tied the former rivals to implement the 2018 peace deal. 3 years later, the United Nations says South Sudan leaders are still dragging their feet on the implementation of key provisions in the agreement, such as the graduation of necessary unified forces, the permanent constitution-making process, and a roadmap for free and fair elections. Parolin says he reminded the president of what the Pope told him in 2019.
We recall his visit to the Vatican, and the message the Holy Father delivered to him in that occasion. The Holy Father said there will be always difficulty, but we have to go forwards and to solve them with goodwill, just to achieve that unity, peace and reconciliation.
Parolin says the lack of development in South Sudan only leads to the possibility of new conflicts in the country. Parolin replaced Pope Francis on his trip to Africa as the Pope recovers from a health condition. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.